distinguished governor and mayor, reverend fathers and sisters, brothers and sisters. First of all, Brother Mayor, thank you so much for your welcome and your people's welcome here in Zimbabwe today. It is a great honor and a great privilege for us to be able to see the work that is done here in the name of Christ, the work that is done for the service of Christ to all people. I was particularly touched to receive the gift because as I sat there, I thought what I wanted to speak about was the Lord's Prayer. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us today our daily bread." But we are told that some early Christians, 2,000 years ago, would pray not "Give us today our daily bread," but "Give us today the bread of tomorrow." And that is a prayer for hope. It is a prayer for the future. We pray that we will be fed here and now with the hope of tomorrow. And that means, I believe, that one of the most cruel things that we can do to one another is to take away tomorrow, to take away the future. And one of the greatest gifts we can give to one another is the gift of tomorrow, the gift of the future. Here in Palestine, all of you know what it is to be feeling that tomorrow has been taken away, that the future is dark and uncertain. And that is why the work done by a church like this is so important. This is work that says, whatever may be happening today, we believe that the bread of tomorrow is here. There is hope. And in the service that you offer, in healing, in prayer, in education, you are sharing the bread of tomorrow today. We, your brothers and sisters elsewhere in the world, want to share that bread with you. We long and pray for there to be a future here in Palestine, a future for all its citizens in justice and equality. And so it is our task, we, your guests today, to make sure that we do what we can for your future, that we help also to share the bread of tomorrow. Some of us have been involved and are still involved in the organization the Friends of the Holy Land in the United Kingdom. And we are very determined to increase and improve the work of that organization in order to help the future here. Just now we saw the future. We watched and we listened as today's children sang to us. And I'm sure that all of us will have felt as we listened the question, the challenge. What is their tomorrow? What is their future? And I believe we will all have been stirred to commit ourselves afresh to making sure that there is a tomorrow here for those people, for those young people that we treasure so much. So, Father, dear friends, thank you again for your welcome here. We do indeed pray for you daily. We consider that your challenges and your hopes are ours as well. And because we pray the Lord's Prayer with you, perhaps we can take back to the United Kingdom with us that particular variant of the Lord's Prayer and pray with and for you, give us now the bread of tomorrow. Give us the hope we need. And we shall commit ourselves to be signs of hope for you as you are for us. May God bless you all here. May God continue the deep and warm relationships between different communities and different faiths here. And may God give us today the bread of tomorrow. Amen.